Well, in response to the shootings, the New Zealand government's moving swiftly to introduce new gun laws. And experts say changes to gun registration are crucial. Flint Duxfield explains.
New Zealand's reaction to the Christchurch shooting has been rapid and decisive.
I can tell you one thing right now. Our gun laws will change.
It took just 6 days for Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to announce new gun laws banning military-style semi-automatic assault rifles. The government will now go through a gun buyback scheme, similar to what was introduced in Australia following the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. But banning the guns may well be the easy step. Associate Professor Philip Alpers is a firearms expert with the School of Public Health at Sydney University. He says the task of recovering the now illegal guns will be made all the more difficult.
94% of firearms in New Zealand have not been registered. That will be a serious problem because the police simply don't know who owns these firearms.
The next move for Jacinda Ardern's cabinet is to discuss further measures to address firearms licensing, storage and registration. And gun control advocates are hoping that a new gun registry will be at the top of the agenda. But the idea is already being opposed by New Zealand's Council of Licensed Firearm Owners. Their chair is Nicole McKee.
We do not understand how registering a certain type of firearm would stop a terrorist from getting a legal firearm and committing this sort of terrorist attack again.
Wouldn't a gun registry at least ensure that if a licensed gun owner buys a gun and then it's either stolen or they sell it, that the police know that that gun is no longer in that person's possession and that it might be in someone else's possession?
We don't have a system in New Zealand where you can only buy it and not transfer to someone else. Registrations not going to be the answer for that loophole that needs fixing.
But that view's being challenged by the president of the New Zealand Police Association, Chris Cahill.
Hundreds of firearms are stolen from legitimate firearm owners every year. When police don't know whether a firearms owner has one or 100 firearms, how can they assess whether the security is appropriate? That's another reason for the register.
The new laws around licensing and registration are expected to be raised in the coming week.
Flint Duxfield.